An outbreak of COVID-19 has occurred inside the largest hospital in western Massachusetts. An employee of Bay State Medical Center who had recently traveled out of state brought the highly contagious coronavirus into the Springfield Hospital, resulting in 13 patients and 23 staff members becoming infected with COVID-19. The outbreak was detected a week ago. It was publicly disclosed Monday by Bay State Health President and CEO Dr. Mark Kerouac, speaking at the weekly COVID-19 update by Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno.
We're deeply disappointed that this outbreak has occurred, and we're committed to an ongoing review of our safety practices to ensure that they're aligned with the current guidelines and science.
Of the 13 patients infected, 7 remain hospitalized Monday, with 1 in intensive care. Kerouac said the 23 staff members are all at home with symptoms ranging from mild to none. Local boards of health in the communities where the infected people live have been notified so contact tracing can be done. Bay State is reaching out to all patients who were in the unit where the infection happened between July 15th and 23rd to be tested, said Kerouac.
Bay State has been conducting testing and contact tracing of employees who are working on the unit, as well as those employees who spent more than 15 minutes on the unit during the same time period.
The outbreak occurred despite precautions the hospital has taken and amid repeated assurances that it is safe for people to come to the medical center for treatment of injuries and non-COVID illnesses.
This event reinforces that COVID-19 is highly contagious and requires vigilance in order to contain its spread.
Kerouac said the virus was apparently spread among employees in break rooms where face masks were not always worn. He said the employee who had traveled to a hotspot for the virus was not required to quarantine before returning to work.
It was not policy, nor was it, it was not something we were attempting to enforce.
Dr. Robert Roos, the chief medical officer at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, said the outbreak at Bay State is a cautionary tale.
Interstate travel represents one of the greatest risks to further spread of the coronavirus across the country.
Last week, Governor Charlie Baker announced new travel rules that require people who have been in states with high infection rates to quarantine for 14 days or have a negative COVID-19 test report dated within 72 hours of arriving in Massachusetts. Violators face a $500 per day fine. The new rule takes effect August 1st, just in time for the expected arrival of tens of thousands of college students. In Springfield, where several schools, including Western New England University, plan to have students taking classes in person and living on campus in August, Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris said she's planning to meet with local college officials to discuss what she called standard operating procedures.
So the standard operating procedures that we're hoping that we have with all of the colleges really speak to some of the concerns around community spread, individuals being in the community who are college students, how do colleges communicate with the Board of Health as far as contact tracing is concerned.
The Baker administration announced Monday an expansion of the Stop the Spread COVID-19 testing initiative in communities that have higher positive rates. There are now 16 municipalities in the program, including Springfield and Agawam. When Baker announced the program earlier this month, local state legislators complained that no communities west of Interstate 495 had been included. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.